Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com. Today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, today, hopefully, we're going to have Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dr. Cuddy, are you there? Well, okay, fine. Well, we hope we're going to have Dr. Dennis Cuddy with us. If we don't, why, I thought maybe I would share with you a poem. It was sent to us by one of our very faithful supporters, a woman we've come to know. We knew both she and her husband. Never met them in person, but talked to them many times on the phone. And he died recently of an incurable cancer. His wife sent us this poem just a few days ago. I see the countless Christmas trees around the world below, with tiny lights like heaven's stars reflecting on the snow. The sight is so spectacular, please wipe away that tear, for I'm spending Christmas with Jesus Christ this year. I hear that many Christmas songs that people hold so dear, but the sounds of music can't compare with the Christmas choir up here. For I have no words to tell you the joy their voices bring, for it is beyond description to hear the angels sing. I know how much you miss me, and I see the pain inside your heart, for I'm spending Christmas with Jesus Christ this year. I can't tell you of the splendor or the peace here in this place. Can you just imagine Christmas with my Savior face to face? I'll ask him to light your spirit and as I tell him of your love, and then pray one for another as you lift your eyes above. So please let your hearts be joyful and let your spirit sing, for I'm spending Christmas in heaven, and I'm walking with the King. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's really what the Christmas season is really all about. It's not about Santa Claus. It's not about Rudolph. It's not about Christmas trees. It's not about gifts. It's about the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And after all, if he was not born, if he is not risen, why, there really is very, very little hope for mankind. And, of course, we look around the world and we see what's going on today, and we realize that in this one amazing life, the world was transformed forever. And, of course, you know, it basically, if you look at him, he worked as a carpenter. He certainly was an itinerant preacher. He slept in a borrowed bed. He died on a borrowed cross, and he was buried in a borrowed tomb. He never went to school. He never owned a home, never held an office. He never traveled very far from where he was born, except when his parents took him to Egypt when he was a child. And yet, that world's calendar is dated from the date of his birth. The only thing he ever wrote was a sentence in the sand. Yet more books and songs and poems have been written about our Lord Jesus Christ than any other man who ever lived. And his teachings have influenced the world more than anyone else has ever lived. And this is the most lovable, compelling, fascinating, and perfect soul in all of history. Officers sent to arrest him returned empty-handed, saying, "Never was there a man who spoke like this." The night before his crucifixion, the Roman captors took turns lashing him with a whip that had leather with had metal embedded in it, and then they knelt before him to mock, you know, mock homage, and then arose to spit in his face. And what did he say? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that's really what Christmas is all about. It's about our Lord Jesus Christ and the fact that he died for our sins. That gives us hope. Because indeed, if Christ is not risen, as we look at the world today, there is no hope. And we'll be back, hopefully, with Dr. Dennis Cuddy here in just a moment at Genesis.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilsen, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, who predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and do we have Dr. Cuddy there? Well, let's hope that we're going to have Dr. Cuddy. Anyway, he should be with us in a moment. But right now, I certainly want to mention that we're changing our shortwave frequencies as of the 15th of January. That's the middle of January. At that point, you'll be able to listen to this program at 9.84 megahertz. That's 9.84 from 3 to 5 Pacific, 6 to 8 Eastern Time. And our evening program, which is 8 to 10 Pacific or 11 to 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time at 5.755. So mark it down, starting the 15th of January, 9.480 megahertz for the afternoon, 3 to 5. Pacific time, or for the evening program, 8 to 10 Pacific time, and add 3 hours for the Eastern time at 5.755. And hopefully, while you'll be continuing listening, and we'll have a message for you that will hopefully help you to better be able to understand what's going on, to prepare for the future. And of course, right now, we have with us Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dr. Cuddy, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Cuddy, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Dennis Cuddy, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks very much for being with us. And I'm just going to let you go ahead and pick up and talk because I've been talking here too much.
That's okay. I mean, I don't.
You go right
always,
ahead.
I always appreciate your comments. This particular session, I had written an article, newswithviews.com, primarily looking at the religious season that we're in, Christmas season, and it's actually, although the title is Yes, Virginia, There is a God, it's really two articles in one. The first one is talking about whether there is a God. The belief in God is always by faith. As Christians, that's what we believe. And there's always the skeptic who comes along and says, well, that's just religion. That's just your faith. But scientifically, you don't really know that there is a God for sure. Actually, what I try to do is, as best I can, give some sort of scientific indication that there is a God. Now, that's not necessary because, as I said, our religious beliefs as Christians and Jews is that we believe by faith that there is a God. But just to sort of answer the skeptics scientifically, I go through a little process here. And the reason I do that is there really isn't a difference between the scientific world that we see and a belief in God. Because, well, for two things. Number one, everybody, including the scientists, really conducts their life on the basis of probabilities. The probability that you can get up in the morning and walk out the front door and be okay is the reason that you do that. But you don't put a blindfold on and walk out in the middle of the freeway at midnight because the probability is that you won't be okay. Doing that. Now, everything you do, you don't calculate, you know, do I put my right foot out? What's the probability? I mean, but over the period of one's life, one gets to know what is safe and what's not safe. But it's usually based on probability. And so the reason I'm mentioning that is the probability that all of this, your DNA, your eye, came about by sheer accident is very, very low. And therefore, we have some indication that there is a creator, just like if you ask somebody to open up the back of their watch and say, now, do you really think that that came about, this watch, by a big wind blowing through a scrap metal pile? They say, well, that's stupid. You know, okay, well, then it's stupid to believe that everything that we see came about by accident. And the reason is, that I'm mentioning that is that scientifically, God created everything, including science. So it's not like there's a contradiction between what science shows and our religious beliefs by faith that there is a God. And so what I try to do is give, at the first part of this article, and I pick up on that phrase, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus that was famous some years ago by saying, yes, Virginia, there is a God. And so the example I give is something that I had said many, many years ago to a scientist at a university about 40 years ago. I had just had a history of science class, and what the teacher was doing was explaining how we really cannot surrender to the inadequacies of contemporary science. And he said, you know, 1,000 years ago, the leading scientists, the leading intellects of their day, would say that the sun revolves around the Earth rather than the other way. And if you said, oh, no, it's the opposite, the Earth revolves around the sun, these geniuses, these scientific geniuses, through empirical or observable science, would say, well, that's ridiculous. Everybody can see the sun coming up in the morning and traversing the sky. You just, you know, observe this observable empirical science. And you say, well, no, it's the Earth, you know, spinning on its axis. Say, what? Spinning? That's ridiculous. Where's the big wind? You know, it's spinning. Where's the wind? How come people aren't getting thrown off and so forth and so on? So anyway, we don't want to surrender to the inadequacies of contemporary science either 1,000 years ago or now. It's not like science knows everything. But what I try to do in terms of the spiritual world, which would include God, is show that in the analogy I made, like I said, I made about 40 years ago, where I said, suppose you had hypothetically a spacecraft and it was made of particular particles. They would be charged particles. You know how positive and negative attract and or dissociate themselves from each other. And so what I did was look at a project that had been done some years ago at Duke University using Kirlian photography. And what it found there was scientifically that there seems to be an aura of energy around each individual. And the suggestion of this aura was that it exists before each one physically exists. In other words, the aura is there, the spiritual, if that's my term, spiritual exists before we do, and then pre-physical spiritual existence, in other words. And so what I try to do is give biblical quotes. One of them that I give is Jeremiah 1:5, saying, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee," which indicates a pre-physical existence. But that's not the only one. You can look at Psalm 139, verse 15 and 16 and so on. So there are indications of the spiritual existence before our physical formation. So with this spacecraft, I said it's made of neutral particles, and it has a frontal exterior of negatively charged particles, and with pincers coming out, you know, either side, hooked toward the front, emitting positively charged particles in front of the craft, creating an electromagnetic field, attracting the spacecraft forward at ever-accelerating speeds, you know, depending upon the length and the strength of the field and so on, toward the speed of light. Now, why am I saying that? Well, according to Einstein's theory of relativity, a particle itself, you know, an absolute particle, physical particle, can never really attain the speed of light. But a non-physical entity, and the reason I'm saying that is I'm emphasizing the spiritual, a non-physical entity would not be so constrained. So theoretically, now remember, this spacecraft doesn't exist. This is all, you know, hypothetical in the theory. So theoretically, what would happen is if a particle or a human being did actually reach the speed of light, in effect, time would cease. In other words, there would only be eternity. So you can, in the blink of an eye, enter into a spiritually eternal state, because time is all relative. I mean, time to us is different from time to an elephant. I mean, sure, he moves physically and all, but the reference points that they have determined by heart rate and so forth, the lifespan is different. You know, some people, some animals are very, very fast. Birds, for example, heartbeats very, very fast and so on. So while they're relatively similar in terms of we're all here at the same time, you get the idea that time is a construct, and that's how we seem to move through life. I know this is sort of difficult for the listener to grasp, but if you would picture yourself, let's say, driving down a road, and your usual time frame, your reference is, I'm driving down this road, and in 15 minutes or 5 hours, I reach my home, something like that. And that's the way we think of things, one event after another. You know, I pass this tree, I pass this highway sign, I pass that. We see things in terms of events. But the spiritual isn't like that. The spiritual realm is an eternal realm. And just picture yourself going down this road. There's nothing in front of you. There's just this road. And just keep saying to yourself, I'm never going to get off this road. This will never end. I'm never going to get off this road. Now, initially, when you do that, you will still think in terms of the way we usually think of time, you know, events and, you know, I'm moving by objects and so on. But pretty soon, if you continue that thought, you will all of a sudden sort of grasp the concept of eternity, that you are on something, a road, a path that never, never, never ends. And that will give you an idea of how extremely important eternity is. And the reason I'm writing this article is that that's where we should be concentrating. That we're going to spend eternity somewhere, with God in heaven or in a place called hell, which the Bible literally says exists. It really exists. And so rather than ourselves being caught up in the day-to-day life, and thinking, you know, what this is really important, this movie I'm going to or this ball game I'm going to watch, we should really, and I think we've lost this sense, really focus on our eternal salvation and what we need to do to get there. And that's why in the Bible it talks often about the intangible things of life, or what's really important and lasting, love, hope, faith, and things like that, rather than have I got a, you know, a new big car or something like that. And so this, now this, of course, doesn't prove the existence of God, but it does show the importance of eternity. It does show spiritually the realm that really can be shown to exist. And God is a spirit, our creator. And, of course, when we bodily die, as Hebrews 9:27 says, it's appointed unto men once to die. And so, you know, those people...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 22nd, 2006. Gold 619. Ounce gold coins are at 639.64, 322.37 for half, 161.19 for quarter ounce coins. That's 639.64, 322.37, and 161.19. 1971. Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s. The German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995. Gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997. Gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998. Gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We're talking about how do you prove God? How do you know he's real? Well, I know because I have a personal relationship with him, and people say, well, that's faith. No, it's a very, very real thing. It's not imaginary. And he intervenes in my life, and I see his intervention time after time after time. So you pick up the story there, Dr. Cuddy.
Sure. As I was saying, and you were indicating, the belief in God is by faith, but there are evidences of God's reality. What I was doing is trying to address the people who say, well, there's a difference between religion and faith, and then science, on the other hand, is basically at the heart of the evolution and creation controversy. And what I'm trying to demonstrate is there really is no difference. God created science. The DNA which we have, the complexity of the eye that we have, it's all part of God's plan, and it fits scientifically. God is the author of life. God is the author of science. So there really is no contradiction. What's happened is scientists over the years have surrendered to the inadequacy of contemporary science of their day, whether it's 1,000 years ago or today. They don't know everything, but they seem to think they do, and their attitude is, well, if you can't prove to me scientifically there is a God, why should I believe in him? What I tell those people is, well, the truth of the matter is there either is or isn't, so you better make up your mind based on what you can logically deduce because it's true or not true. And your attitude of, well, I don't know, really doesn't get you anywhere, because there either is an eternity or there isn't an eternity. And so scientifically, what I'm trying to show here in the first part of this article titled Yes, Virginia, There Is a God on newswithviews.com is the existence of the spiritual and eternity. And the way I tried to do it was, you've all seen in your elementary school science class where the spacecraft goes out into outer space and goes out for a while and comes back, and the people on the spacecraft have not aged as much as the people on Earth from which you took off. And the reason is a function of time, and the time is approaching the speed of light, and, you know, there's a formula for all this. But the point is, if a particle or a human being could reach the speed of light, in effect, time would cease to exist. Now, I'm not saying that time exists within a single second, that all eternity exists there. I'm just making an analogy. This spacecraft is a theoretical thing, a construct that I came up with about 40 years ago. But the point is what I did to address the concerns or questions of skeptics as to whether there can be spiritual existence and an entity, a pre-existence, a spiritual pre-existence and post-existence for human beings per se. And so we've gotten now to the point where we've shown that it can happen scientifically, and therefore there is an eternity, and we need to be really concerned and not duck the issue of making a choice as to whether to believe in God or not, because there either is or isn't one, and their eternal soul exists in that realm, and we better find out, because eternity is a long time. And so there is a spiritual God and an eternity, and the only question then is, where will each of us wind up? Now, once you realize there is a God and an eternity and a spiritual existence for you, as well as God and the angels and so on, the next question I get into in the article is, well, why am I here? What's the meaning of life? Okay, here I am, you know, why? What am I supposed to do here? And oftentimes this question arises at a point in life, whether you're young or old. Maybe you're in a moment of despair or depression, or you look around and say, you know, I don't feel that I'm all that important, or life is meaningless, you know, or some tragedy has occurred, whatever. And the example I give in this article is a movie that's often shown at this time of year, Christmas time, Christmas season, titled It's a Wonderful Life. And that's one reason I wrote this article at this time, because many of you have in the last couple of days or so seen that movie. And what it does is addresses this issue as an angel shows Jimmy Stewart, he's portraying the character, the actor Jimmy Stewart, what a life would have been like for those around him in his town if he had never lived. And he goes through the process, you know, some person be very, very sick, some wouldn't exist, some would have been hurt, and so on. And so he gets a glimpse of why he's here. Now, in his regular, normal life, he didn't see that. You know, it looked like, you know, life is meaningless, I don't know why I'm here, and so on. But it gives him a glance of how he has made a difference. Now, you don't have to, making a difference doesn't mean, well, you know, I will be something very, very important, I will do wonderful things. The whole point is, we should be about, even in the simplest things, doing the will of God. That's why we're here. It may seem unimportant at the moment. You may help somebody who at the moment seems like they're disinterested or they...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad. When a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods. A time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth. Goodwill towards men.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Dennis Cutting. And, of course, you can read his articles at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. If I were you, I would simply get my printer all linked up and actually start copying those, start putting them into a loose-leaf folder. You'll find fascinating information there. Now, Dr. Cutting has a new book, which has just been published by Hearthstone. It's called The Road to Socialism. That's The Road to Socialism. It's a great book to really understand the socialist movement, a worldwide movement, the fact that we have more socialism right here in the United States than ever had in Russia and China, But people don't understand that, how the Fabian Socialist Movement ties in with all of this. So there is a organized effort to bring about a feudal system to the world, and this is really what socialism is all about. Because stripped of all of its idealism, socialism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, but somebody's got to be in charge, the new feudal lords. If you'd like to get a copy of The Road to Socialism, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. It's a great book, and it's simply been put out now by Hearthstone Publications. Now, I would simply also mention that Dr. Cuddy, we have a couple of his other books. We have a cover-up still in stock, and we have his book, The Timeline for the New World Order and Education, but we are trying to get back in print. His secret records revealed, and actually we've gotten together a index for it, and we have an epilogue to bring it up to date. But we're trying to get your support out there, and if you can help us and help Dr. Cuddy so we can get his book, The Secret Records Revealed, which is really one of the most important books I think that he's written, and if we can get this one in print, we'll get all the rest of them in print. You can get a full case of the books for $149.95 plus shipping, but you're going to have to put in a pre-publication request, and then when we have sufficient requests, why, we'll just go ahead and get the printing. At that time, we'll bill your Visa or MasterCard and not before. So if you're interested in helping out with our effort to get Dr. Cuddy's book reprinted, and as I say, you'll get a full case of his books, $149.95 plus shipping. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, the books are selling, you know, up on the Internet, $20, $30, $40 a copy. You can do whatever you want to with them, but the important thing is we need to get this message out so people will understand there really are secret organizations out there. And you're simply going to read these wonderful quotations he's collected through the years by these evil people who would destroy freedom not only in America, but throughout the world. So remember again, if you'd like to get your order in for a pre-publication case of Dr. Cuddy's book, Secret Records Revealed, with update, with an index, which the previous ones didn't have it, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Dennis, you pick the story up there.
Okay. First, though, just one clarification. The publishing arm was named Hearthstone, but now it's called Bible Belt Publishing.
I thank you. You're absolutely right. Hearthstone went the way of the cuckoo bird, and this, of course, is Southwest Radio Church that's doing it.
Right. Okay, back to the article on newsreviews.com that I just wrote for this Christmas season, Yes, Virginia, There is a God. I had previously given quotations from the Bible, Jeremiah 1, verse 5, about before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And then later, Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto men once to die. And in case somebody is a skeptic about this variability of time, in this case it sounds a little strange, remember there are biblical references to this, as in a day is as a thousand years is as a day. This is talking about the variability of the concept of time. And to put it in perspective, if somebody somewhere else on some imaginary planet had two primary colors, and you said, all right, now I want you to imagine a third primary color, they couldn't do it. You see, it's not in their frame of reference. And so if somebody was to ask you, okay, give me a fourth primary color, you wouldn't be able to do it because we have three primary colors. That's the way that we see the world, you know, reds and greens and so forth, the colors that we see. But it doesn't mean that that's all that exists. And so the point I'm trying to make in all of this is just because we can't see something doesn't mean it does not exist. And so the spiritual really does exist. And now in the article, we're at this point of this film, It's a Wonderful Life, and it's shown at Christmas time, and actually there was a poll taken which shows that this film, not Gone with the Wind from the old days or Star Wars more recently, is the most favored by all Americans. This film is the most favored movie by all Americans, and it really is probably because it shows why every life is important. I mean, even a person who's very, very elderly, very, very sick, bedridden, can pray. And prayer, in turn, can affect life for lots and lots of people. Just one life impacts. I know I give the example sometimes to people about the person A marries person B. But if they didn't and married another person, let's call them C, then there's a whole ripple effect from that. The first person who married them would have married somebody else, and the one they married would have married somebody else, and the one they married would have married somebody else, and so forth and so on. So everything that we do is really important, and that's why, again, it's critical that we do God's will. No matter, you know, how lowly a station we feel that we have in life, there's a purpose for us. A special purpose why God has created us. Now, of course, you know, with our free will, we can reject that purpose. You know, we can do our own thing. But it's only in doing God's will, in His time, not ours, that we find a real meaning in life. And that time is important. You know, it's not a case that we say, okay, God, I want to do such and such now. It may be He wants you to do it, but not now. It may be, you know, later that He wants you to do it. And as I said before the break, what may happen is you may approach somebody who seems disinterested in what you're saying, but you don't know. Maybe a year from now, 2 years from now, they'll do something or see something. Oh, yeah, I remember so-and-so told me about this. And at that time, it'll have meaning for them. So Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6 states, quote, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all," I want to emphasize that, "in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths," end quote.
Well, you know, so, Dennis, when you were talking there, it reminded me of something I paraphrase from Whitaker Chambers, who said that between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there is an infinite quality of difference.
Oh, yes.
Between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. And I think that that sort of epitomizes what you're saying.
Absolutely. Sometimes it may seem like tragic. I mean, a woman may lose a child to, or, you know, have a miscarriage and say, oh, you know, how can God allow this to happen? You know, this is awful. God's mean or something like that. Well, we don't know the future. We don't know what would have happened to that child. Maybe they would have lost their soul, or maybe there would have been a financial burden which would have affected not only that child, but the whole family and so on. So that's why we need to pray for God's will to be done. And that's what we're supposed to follow, because only then do we find joy in life. I didn't say happiness, you know, so God doesn't guarantee to be happy all the time. But we can find joy even in the valleys of life if we're doing the will of God. And so, and there are some others who said, oh, well, you know, I'm feeling pain, you know, or something like that. How can God allow that? Well, pain is a part of what we should do and do. I mean, you know, a child is taught, don't touch that hot stove because you'll feel pain. Well, if the child, you know, couldn't feel pain, he wouldn't know to avoid the hot stove and get burnt. And there are actually some people who have that problem. They can't feel pain and they really suffer. Okay, so when something tragic happens, we often say, well, why me? You know, why is this happening to me? Well, sometimes it's because through our trials and tribulations, not only do we come closer to God, relying on His strength rather than our own strength or our own knowledge, but also maybe God allows us to go through trials and tribulations so we can be helpful to others. You know, you say, why does this happen to me? And then 5 years later, you run into somebody who's really in horrible shape, and they're telling you about it, and you say, oh, yeah, 5 years ago I went through something like that, and here's what you do about it. So both life's vicissitudes and tragedies have possible explanations in the will of God. And so we need to be very patient and trust in God. God knows the future. In fact, people with a child with Down syndrome often say that. They have a little child, and people say, oh, this poor family, oh, a handicapped child, isn't that awful? But you'll often hear some of these parents with a child with Down syndrome say, well, if it wasn't for this child, I wouldn't have learned patience in life. And this little child is so loving and caring. It's a wonderful thing. And so we need to understand that it's the will of God which we must pursue. And in case you say, I mean, I know there are some ministers who say, oh, God doesn't want you to feel any pain or something. Well, look, the Apostle Paul suffered. You know, I mean, Jesus died on the cross, and Paul is suffering a lot, and he's praying, you know, three times. He's asking God to remove this burden, and God says, no, my grace is sufficient. And so perhaps that was so that, you know, we won't be egotistical or something if God just paved a merry, happy path for us all the time. Plus, biblically, you must remember, God said in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians, quote, my grace is sufficient for thee, For my strength is made perfect in weakness. It's when we are weak that God comes to our aid, and we say, oh, now I see it wasn't through my own effort, but it was through God's help and not our own egos that we're getting something. And so every day, we should try and ask, what does God want for me to do today? And like I said, it could be a person who's bedridden, ill health, and they pray. Prayer is powerful. God may want us to pray. And so as long as we're here, there's a purpose and meaning for our lives, and we need to, devote ourselves to that. And I know some people get really, really down, and they contemplate suicide. But suicide is really thinking about yourself. I'm not feeling well, so I'm going to kill myself. Well, first off, that's sort of selfish, because what you're saying to God is, I don't care about your will for my life. I'm going to do this. Plus, eternity's coming, so you're not really non-existent anymore. You're simply gone into the spiritual state. It is this current. Now, people do that, I put in the article, because we seem to be absorbed oftentimes with self. What's in it for me? About 30 years ago, there was this phrase, what's in it for me? The me generation, look out for number one, and so on. And a lot of that interest and obsession with self, I think, is why we have a lot of things like rising crime rate, abortion rate, broken marriages. People go into a marriage and they don't think of marriage as sacrificial. I mean, marriage is sacrificial. It's not, what can I get out of this? It's like parents. Parents may want a new car, but the children want clothes, so they buy clothes for the children. That's sacrificial. And so you're not supposed to be, as a Christian, looking out for yourself all the time. Me, 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 me. You're supposed to be helping others, doing for others, you're doing for your spouse, your children. You're not supposed to be thinking, well, this abortion will let me, do what I want to in life. This is a very selfish concept. So we should remember that in Matthew 16, verse 24-25, Jesus said, quote, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life will lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it, end quote. And so it's really only when we lose ourselves to God and the will of God that we really find ourselves and the real meaning in life. And as I said, the tangible things of life, they're temporal. Passing in a new car, well, that's gone. The phrase is, you can't take it with you. So it's really the intangible things, faith, hope, and love, that are really important. And that's the way we will find real meaning for our lives, meaning not only our lives here, but our spiritual life in heaven for eternity with God. And so what I do next toward the end of the article, as I say, most of you people who are reading this think, well, I don't have to worry. I've accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, so I'm saved. Well, unfortunately, a lot of ministers, in fact, most ministers, do not teach this correctly. Yes, you do accept Christ as a person, the Son of God, Messiah, who died 2,000 years ago for your sins. That's true. But the Bible also says Jesus is, quote, the Word of God. So when you say, I accept God, I accept Jesus, what you're doing is saying, I accept the Word of God. That means what the Bible says you should do and not do. That's what you're also accepting. And that has to be 100%, not 99%. And if you doubt that, just read Matthew 25, verse 44, where these people are calling Jesus Lord, and they're really in anguish. Lord, when did we see you naked and hungry and so forth? And Jesus tells these people, whenever you did this to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. And then what does verse 46 say? Most pastors, most preachers never mention 46. They give the, whatever you've done to the least of these, then they stop. But in verse 46, Jesus says, these people, quote, now these are people who call him Lord. They believe they're saved. They believe they've accepted Jesus. They're calling him Lord. And Jesus says to them, those people, quote, shall go away into everlasting punishment, end quote. So the point Jesus is making there is you can't say, well, I accept Jesus 99%, but on abortion I don't. I mean, you can't do it. It has to be 100%. And just because you think you're saved, you really need to understand that acceptance of Jesus is also acceptance of, quote, the Word of God. It doesn't say Jesus represents the Word of God. It doesn't say Jesus explains the Word of God. It says Jesus is the Word of God. So you're not just accepting his sacrificial death and resurrection. You're accepting the Word of God, what God says do and don't do. So you can't say, well, I accept him in all these things but this one. That's the point Jesus is making there. And so now you may say, well, okay, I've accepted Jesus completely. I'd feed the hungry, you know, if I saw somebody starving and so on. And so to that I say, well, what have you done personally to end abortion? Now, immediately when I say that, somebody says, ah, you're talking about works. You're saved by works. No, not works. Work is by faith is by, for that salvation is by faith. But what Jesus is saying to these people, which I just quoted in Matthew, is the least of these, that would be like the baby in the womb. Atheists may oppose abortion, but that doesn't mean they're going to heaven because they've rejected Christ. So it is salvation by faith and accepting Jesus. But what Jesus is making clear is that if you can just stand around and not do anything to help, quote, the least of these, then as far as he's concerned, you haven't, quote, completely accepted him. It's that 99%. And as Matthew 7:21 declares, this is Jesus now, quote, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth, remember that word, doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now there are other quotes, Romans 2, verse 13, James 1, verse 22 through 25. Now that doesn't mean it's the work that saves you. It's not the work that saves you. Salvation's by faith. But what Jesus is saying is, if you have completely accepted me, then you will, quote, doeth. That's the word he uses. Doeth these things, including helping the least of these, my brethren. So that's what we have to do. Doeth the will of God.
I agree totally, and I think that there's just so much confusion at all about, you know, once saved, always saved, or, you know, what it means to really be saved. But I think it, when you suddenly find yourself incapable of doing the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing or swearing, or your life is really transformed once you do accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It's not imaginary. It's real. And I don't care whether you have 15 college degrees and a Phi Beta Kappa key or you're simply a graduate from grammar school. You know, each of us is equal in the sight of the Lord. I think we today, one of the big problems we have is we have too many people who are educated far beyond their intelligence. Dr. Dennis Kenny, thank you very much for being with us, and I hope that you and your mother have a wonderful Christmas season.
Same to you and all your listeners.
God bless. Bye-bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly I hope you enjoyed Dr. Cuddy. I feel hope you'll give serious consideration to helping us go ahead and get his book republished. Remember, you can get a full case of his book, Secret Records Revealed, for $149.95. If you'd like to get a copy of his new book, The Road to Socialism, it's $14.95. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We do hope that many of you, of course, will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like a copy of one of our newsletters, we'd be glad to give them to you. Now, send you one. Now, I would point out that you really need to go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com and pull down our August, September, October, and very soon to be posted November newsletters, and bind them together, and we'll be having the December newsletter very soon. I'm just finishing up now. And it will explain to you exactly what happened on 911, and we want you to get this together, or we'll put this into a pamphlet for you. And then I hope you want to get some of the DVDs on 911. Why is that important? Because the government is using the threat of terrorism, the non-existent threat of Islamic terrorism. How many major terrorist attacks have we had on America in the last 5 years? Zilch. Absolutely zilch. And we've gone over to Iraq and killed over 500,000 people because we fear the Islamic terrorist threat in America, and we have to kill them over there before they come over here. And you mean to tell me they couldn't get one person to sneak into America and commit a terrorist act? They're using the threat of terrorism to bring a dictatorship to America. They have passed new legislation, the Military Commission Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. You need to understand these, and of course you can get some of our interviews if you're interested. We'll be putting together a 4-tape set on that. We'll have it available probably by next week, and you'll be able to get that and so much else. But we do hope you want to get the DVDs we carry on what really happened on 911. 911 Press for the Truth. And that, of course, is the story of the Jersey girls, the four women who lost their husbands. And when the Twin Towers came down, who had questions, why did it happen? What happened to the 1,100 bodies that disappeared? 1,100 bodies disappeared. How could 1,100 bodies disappear? If they were crushed when the building collapsed, they should have been there, shouldn't they? And yet they weren't there. What happened? Where did all the dust come from? And then, of course, 911 Mysteries. We have The Terror Storm by Alex Jones, which we think is excellent, and certainly In Plain Sight by Dave Von Kleist, and lastly, of course, The Day That Changed America Forever by David Wagner. All of these are available by calling Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get all five of them, we'll give them to you for $89.95. That's $89.95. We do hope many of you want to get some of the things we have on health, because you need to keep your health up for the difficult times that lie ahead. If you don't know about magnesium, you need to get the book, The Miracle of Magnesium. And we do carry magnesium through my ministry. You get it any place you want to. If you get it through us, why, it'll help Radio Liberty, but you get it any place you want to. But learn about magnesium. Learn about statin drugs. They're not good for you. And, of course, we have a book on statin drugs. We have a 4-tape set on statin drugs. Learn about genetically modified food. We have a book on GMO foods. We have a 4-tape set on genetically modified foods. Learn how they're poisoning you and your family with fluoride. And we have all sorts of DVDs and videos and syllabuses and books on that, on fluoride. You can go to our website, or you can call, and we can get you a list of the things we have. We have sorts of things on vaccinations, on regular vaccinations, on the thimerosal. We got a great new DVD called Thimerosal. And basically, you'll see a half-hour or 20-minute television program where a television commentator went all around the country trying to interview people on thimerosal. Is it harmful? That's the mercury compound. If you ever want to see government agents lying, you really need to see this DVD. It's called Thimerosal. Another excellent DVD we have on Thimerosal is The Smoking Tooth. Or certainly we have my 4-tape sets on Thimerosal. Well, we're running out of time. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but please hold your calls unless we ask for them, because right now we have with us on the line our good friend Bill Saadi, and Bill is a health journalist. He's been working for many years just researching all the medical literature that the average doctor doesn't have the time to read. He has wonderful articles up on his website at knowledgeofhealth.com. That's knowledgeofhealth.com. If you can't remember that, you can just put in askbillsaadi.com. You'll get to the same website. But, Bill, thank you very much so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you. It's Christmas time. It's not about me. It's about people who listen.
Bill, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. Go right ahead.
I said at Christmas time, it's certainly not about me or websites. It's all about the people who listen. And we're going to share with your listeners a little bit this past year what people have shared back with us, and some of the Christmas miracles that we think it's a time to share. But I wanted to start today off by getting people into the Christmas spirit and telling people about the life of Luigi Cornaro. Luigi Cornaro, that's right, a man who lived in Padua, Italy. He's a nobleman, and he certainly wrote a book about meticulously on how to live 100 years by following the sober life. Now, Mr. Cornaro was not healthy at age 35, had aches and pains, and finally saw his doctors. And they said that he was eating and drinking too much, and he needed to have a more temperate life. And so he was resolved over time that he must do something. He was actually lamenting as a Christian man. He said, I find myself in the 35th year of life in unhappy circumstances. I've tried everything to relieve me of my pains to no purpose. The physicians have given me to understand there is only one method left to get any better of my complaints, and that was to restrict some of the alcohol he was drinking and some of the food. And so he was over-consuming. And so he decided for the rest of his life that he would subscribe very meticulously and certainly very diligently to a regimen of only 12 ounces of food a day. And, well, being Italian, he was only going to drink 14 ounces of red wine a day. That was temperance in his mind, about 3 glasses a day. But he said, I resolved myself to try whether those pleased my palate or not, finding the things agreeable to my stomach, he wrote, that he would write these things down so that people would know in the future about what he had done, because his regimen kept going and he kept adhering to it, and he lived 102 years. So he wrote a whole book about his whole experience of how he was able to live healthy in the sight of God through this regimen that he had subscribed. Of course, as you know, recently, scientists at Harvard have said a calorie-restricted life or red wine molecule would produce an unbelievable, healthy number of years of life.
And, of course, he actually did both. He restricted his calorie intake.
And did both. We'll tell you the surprising part of the story here in a minute. I think you've got a break coming up.
I sure do. We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Zardy. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. I guess this afternoon is Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist. And Bill, now we've lost some of our audience, and we have a new audience. So I want you to just start in at the very beginning, as you did, about this gentleman, this nobleman, who had written a book about his life and how he was able, by altering his lifestyle, to actually live to 102 years of age. So just briefly repeat what you said here.
Luigi Cornaro, a name that you might want to search on the Internet. There's quite a bit written about him. It's pretty easy because he meticulously wrote about all of his efforts to live long and healthy in the sight of God. He was from Padua, Italy, and found himself at the age of 35, a man who didn't recognize. He was not sober. He was a glutton. He was overeating. And from that point on, he could not rid himself of the pains and aches that he had had. And his doctors had told him that temperance would only solve this. No medicine. And so he began at age 35 to, in a very disciplined fashion, to subscribe to a regimen of 12 ounces of solid food a day. And of course now an Italian would have a different idea what temperance is when it comes to wine, and so only 3 glasses was considered temperate in his mind.
Well, that was, of course, the red wine.
The red wine, of course. And he was resolved to write all this down. Young men said that he should write it all down so that he could share it with others. And he said, recovering my health, I began to seriously consider the power of temperance and if it would subdue these grievous disorders of mine, and then went on to talk about how he had subscribed to this. Now, what he ate was a little bit of bread, which was whole grain, a small amount of meat, the yolk of an egg, mostly soup, and they encouraged him to go up to 14 ounces of food a day, and he had to withdraw from that. He said he didn't feel as good. He drank 14 ounces of wine, and he measured all this out every day. He went to 16 ounces. He said it didn't agree with him. Orderly living, he said, doubtless is a most certain cause and foundation of health, and the long life, I say, it is the only true medicine, and whoever weighs the matter well will come to this conclusion. He said, a man cannot have a better guide than himself. You can't be a physician to another, that you can only start with yourself. And then he went on to go on about his regimen.
Hold that thought right there. We'll be right back. All right, well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bill is just telling about the regimen of this Italian nobleman who is only having something like 12 ounces of solid food a day and 16 ounces of red wine. Anyway, 3 glasses of red wine. So pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, then he goes on to write, this is Luigi Cornaro, if you're missing the name, And he writes at age 71, "I mount my horse without assistance. I can ascend a flight of stairs without any help. I can climb a hill with the greatest of ease." He says how gay and good-humored I am. I'm undisturbed. He writes about singing songs, and reading from good books, which he loves to do. And then his ability to write everything down. He says, "My memory is exceptionally good," and goes on and on at each stage of life. Then he writes again at age 91 and so on. And, of course, he says the people around me at the age of 50 or 60 are attacked with various pains and diseases and gout and sciatica and liver and stomach complaints. But he says, "For me, I've escaped all these by practicing the sober life." Now, sober was 3 glasses of red wine. So he did shun large quantities of food. He did go on to practice this for a number of years and eventually had 11 grandchildren. He says, "Here I am, an old man, yet full of life, happier than at any other previous time in my life. I have 11 grandchildren." And he goes on to explain in talking to God and thanking him for all the years that he's been blessed with. And he says, "Oh, my Lord, how melodious my voice is grown." And he talks about keeping his voice all these years when people in older age are certainly not able to sing. And so and he continues on to write all of this, "How beautiful my life, how happy to the end." He ends up dying at the age of 102 by, rocking himself in a rocking chair to his final rest. And, of course, without pain, without suffering. And he says, "I never cease to thank the Divine Majesty for such a great blessing considering the usual condition of old men." And so these other men scarcely attain the age of 70 without losing their health and their spirits and growing melancholy and peevish, he writes. And so he goes on to write about how he certainly kept a happy disposition throughout life, that God had treated him wisely and well, and the return came from his discipline in his diet. And so this went on, "I never cease to raise my voice, crying out to you, my friends, that your lives may be even as mine," is the last of his 4 discourses he wrote in a book that was titled How to Live 100 Years or Discourses on the Sober Life. And now for the surprise. Luigi Cornaro. Let me give you the numbers. Born 1464, died 1566 A.D. The man discovered all this 500 years ago. Luigi Cornaro, talking about what Harvard scientists brag they discovered, that calorie restriction and red wine would make man live longer and healthier than ever before. Luigi Cornaro discovers this and writes it down meticulously in his book, how he subscribed to this diet year after year after year and lived 102 years when men were living no more than 50 years, 500 years ago in Padua, Italy. I thought it was a remarkable story.
It really is, in fact. But, of course, I think that people have to understand there is a scientific basis for why calorie restriction works, and even more incredible, why red wine works. I'm sure he never heard of resveratrol.
It is, but, you know, we see here that Moses lives 120 years, and we know that Moses fasted. And, of course, there's the calorie restriction. Wine was drunk at the time. And, of course, we see all this in the Bible, the fasting, the red wine, the bloodletting. This was not in the Bible, but it was practiced at the time, and it was to let the blood out. Of course, we see, we're familiar with George Washington having bloodletting and then to his demise, but it was over-practiced. But there was actually something to all this. People did get better, and what we don't understand is we're growing, we need iron, and of course you wouldn't want to bloodlet children, though they did that in Bible times mistakenly and on through history. But as we get older, we have an overload of iron, and the only way to get it down is to let the iron out. 80% of it's in the bloodstream. And so today at Harvard and other medical schools, they actually let blood out of the veins, bloodletting, phlebotomy, to treat cancer and other diseases. Believe it or not, we have no better technology than what was described in the Bible over 2,500 years ago. It's remarkable, and for medicines, there never has been a wine, medicine better than red wine. The drawback always was, and the Bible said this, was the alcohol content, that man couldn't hold his drink, and that he couldn't drink it in moderation, and this is why in the Bible times they had mingled wine. They actually diluted it a bit because of the overconsumption. So, but nonetheless, all of this was there. Noah lives 950 years. In his priorities, as the ark comes to rest, the water recedes. He builds, an altar to God. And the second priority was to plant a vineyard. Of course, his sons then find him later inebriated, and he had overdrunk the wine. But he lives 950 years. There was something in that red wine. Now we're finding out how powerful it is today. So, we're going to hear more about this story, but it really, everybody's a Johnny come lately, I think, after the Bible really prescribed all this. So, just very interesting, and we do find even in cultures today in the Mediterranean, many Christian people are still participate in fasting, even if it's just for a day, a week, or so on, and they find that they're living longer just because, and it happens to do with a way of controlling our intake of iron. This is the controlling mechanism in our lives.
And could you just, I think, Bill, if you just cover the fact, the relationship between cancer and iron, because there's a very close relationship, and of course, don't the cancer cells really need that iron?
Right.
Doesn't it stimulate their growth?
Right.
And most people don't understand that. They think they want to get their blood count up and get their iron up, and yet this is totally counterproductive.
Right. Well, I do have a theory about aging, and really the... They did an experiment on brain aging, and it was only when they took a calorie-restricted diet and added extra minerals or had almost very few minerals. And that's when they could tell it wasn't the calories, it was really the minerals and really the iron that was producing. When we say calorie restriction works, is we're really saying iron, because when we restrict our food, we restrict our iron intake. And really, bacteria, viruses, funguses, and tumor cells all live off of, and their growth factor primarily is iron. Now, as we get older, after our childhood is over, we're not getting old in the first 18 years of life or so. We're just growing. Those are birthdays, but you're in the growth years, and iron has some place to go. It goes to the red blood cells. You need millions of them to be built, made red blood cells every second as a child. And so as your growth subsides, and then you, after age 18 or so, you start to accumulate one excess milligram of iron per day of life thereafter. Women escape the ravages of iron overload by their menstrual cycle. It's God's way of keeping them healthy. They may be weak and pale and tired, but they're outliving us by 5 to 8 years, males to females. And by age 40, they have half the iron load of a male and half of the diabetes, cancer, rates of infection, heart disease, all of those things. It's all iron-driven. That's why we frequently see that red meat, which is highly absorbable iron, people who eat a lot of red meat tend to have more disease, and that people who eat whole grains tend to be healthier, because whole grains have, in the bran, sometimes whole grains are said to be whole grains in the store when they're really not. But the bran factor has a controlling agent for iron in it, and it's called IP6. You can get it as a rice bran extract in the health food stores to chelate or cleanse your body of iron. But this is all a wonderful story, and actually whole grains would be part of the answer, but primarily the bran factor, which is on often removed. So this is what we see. So at any rate, why these are all wonderful lessons to learn and things about life. And Luigi Cornaro, this man, certainly learned a great deal of this, eating low iron foods and a volume of foods and practicing calorie restriction, drinking wine. And, of course, all that was done 500 years ago. So I wonder what we can really brag about that we've discovered, God giving all these things to us, all of it, much of it outlined in the Bible many, many centuries ago. So we tend to overlook it. So, but nonetheless, it's nice to have science confirm it for us. And, you know, it's lessons to learn, especially at Christmas time. I wanted to share, over the past year, we do get cards, letters, emails, phone calls, and reports from people who listen to this program, and I wanted to share some of those with your audience, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to have to take a break here in just a moment. Our guest today is Bill Sardi, a health journalist, and if you haven't been to his website, knowledgeofhealth.com, that's knowledgeofhealth.com, has a great many wonderful stories there, things that you need to know about your health, and unfortunately, why you're not going to get this with regular channels. And unfortunately, a doctor doesn't know. I know when I was practicing medicine, I knew very little about nutrition. I've learned so much now since I've gotten out of medicine, had a chance to really study these things. And the information is there you need to know for your health and for your family's health. We'll be back in just a moment here with Bill Sardi. Well, Bill, pick the story up.
Well, of course, as I was saying, we do get lots of feedback from people that do listen to this program, and I did get a special email from Coco. I hope she's encouraged by her own report being here on the air. And Coco writes that, well, she's a little bit desperate. Ovarian cancer, September of this year, and 20 pounds of tumor and surrounding tissue removed, but she wanted to avoid chemotherapy, and she said she and her husband threw themselves on God's mercy and asked for divine help. And so she had her first tumor marker test, and it was unusually high, 372. A 35 is normal. Her number was 372, 10 times above normal. So she had written, emailed to my desk here, in which we'd suggested flaxseed oil and vitamins and rice bran and enzymes and other supplements and avoiding the red meat and the refined sugars. And on that regimen, she writes that she was able to sleep at night for long periods of time, which is, of course, critical for healing. And she goes on to say that she finally went 12 weeks later to get her second tumor marker test. And, well, that marker number, 13. Remember, 35 is normal. 372 is what she started with. Of course, she's thanking God for that wonderful... It's only an interim report, but I think it's very encouraging. And, of course, we just don't hear of this too often. And, of course, we're praying for Coco. She's found an answer, and she believes God brought one to her. She's thankful for it. A 58-year-old man writes that he began getting pain in his knee a couple of years ago, which kept getting worse. Kept taking over-the-counter pain pills till he was taking them all day. Said he began feeling like an old man. But God sent this man a message about hyaluronic acid. It's a little molecule that's natural that cushions the joints in your body. He began taking it as a dietary supplement, and he said, thinking it would take a few months for this to take effect. After one day, he said his knee was getting better, but he decided he must be mistaken. He writes, then, after 2 days, the pain was completely gone. I could hardly believe it. It's like a miracle. He wrote that on December 6th of this year. And, of course, we see that frequently with people. That might be astounding to you as an orthopedist, Dr. Stan, but we have gotten these reports of many times of taking oral hyaluronic acid. It's the cushioning agent in your body. If you take a little orally, it triggers your fibroblasts in your body to make more of it. Of course, Dr. Stan, you know the story of Roger, a hardworking man in the state of Washington. He was working outdoors, struck by crushing chest pain, listens to this radio show frequently, Roger and Dolores, and, of course, it sounded like he had a very, very severe heart attack, and then his ankles and legs started swelling. Now, that would be a sign of heart failure after all this. this is not a man to flinch easily. He kept working outdoors and doing things. He didn't have health insurance. He was wary of medical treatment that doctors would force upon him, and so he practiced a nutritional regimen that included the chondroitin, sulfate, vitamin C, fish oil, magnesium, resveratrol. These are all supplements that were on the list, and after a few weeks, his wife said that he looked so much better. He was still fatigued, but he was improving. Urged by his family to see a doctor weeks later, he consented to the idea, but only if the doctor would not prescribe any treatment. Just
hold that track. Thought we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bill was telling us about the story about Roger, and Roger had a severe crushing heart pain. He was outdoors working, and then after that he started to get swelling of his hands and feet, and was obviously had congestive heart failure. But he didn't want to, of course, to get a cardiac bypass surgery or stents or things of this sort, and they didn't have any health insurance. And of course, I know that they were suggested that they go to the doctor, but they just wouldn't go to the doctor. So Bill had prescribed some various and sundry things for him. He doesn't prescribe. These are just nutritional supplements, but you pick the story up there.
Well, make it clear that I never said don't go to the doctor, never encouraged that. But Roger was paralyzed and didn't want to go. He didn't want to... a cut in his groin and a catheter advanced up to his coronary arteries. That's what a angioplasty is. So he just didn't want all that. So here it is, weeks later, his children encourage him to go back to the doctor. Now he's been on a nutritional regimen for a number of weeks. And he had a nuclear stress test and a few blood tests. And the doctor, he said, declared that all was normal. And he said, by the description of his symptoms, something certainly happened. And his wife writes, we're certainly thankful to the Lord for healing him and setting in our path people that helped. Roger had no evidence of ever having a heart attack. So, not on his electrocardiogram, not on his blood test. Remarkable healing. And of course, sometimes modern medicine's got a lot of treatment, but not enough healing. And so... we're thankful to God for that. It was Ambrose Paré, who was the French surgeon in the 1500s, who wrote, I treat the patient, but God heals him. And so I think that's where the credit lies. Another man writes, I'm 71 years old, overweight, in a wheelchair due to post-polio syndrome. I had a quadruple bypass surgery in June of 2000. I've been taking a multivitamin, magnesium, fish oil. Other supplements you recommended, my new cardiologist gave me a full exam recently that included a heart stress test with a dye in my veins and a CAT scan pictures. The result, my heart shows no damage from the heart attack in 2000. That's Donald writing from Mineral Wells, Texas. Another man writes, he had a previous electrocardiogram. It showed he had three prior heart attacks. This is my wife's uncle who lives out in the Ventura region. And, of course, at our prompting, why we had him take some chondroitin sulfate and the little red wine pills and magnesium. And the subsequent electrocardiogram inexplicably showed no prior heart damage, no evidence of any prior heart attacks. He told us that God had answered his prayer, and he actually called us immediately from getting out from the doctor's office. Amazing. The doctors have no explanation for it. We have a man writing from South Africa, being treated for lymph gland cancer. This is lymphoma, and he read about the rice bran cure on our website at Knowledge of Health, and of course it's for cancer, and of course he went online for 12 weeks. He took the rice bran extract. His blood tests on February the 10th of this year show the cancer was all gone. He writes, I'm clean, I thank the living Lord Jesus Christ in his name for seeing your report on a website. That's David on February the 10th of 2006, writing from South Africa. And, of course, here's Simona Elliott, a black woman, a black American from Maryland, calls to give thanks to God that her 57-year-old husband has been taken off the kidney transplant list after a rice bran cleanse and flaxseed oil and vitamin C was outlined by yours truthfully. She said her husband is back at work. That report received on August the 23rd of this year. A health practitioner from Vancouver, British Columbia, writes that his patient's iron levels which were 2,000 after a rice bran cleanse, were reduced to 329. From 2,000 to 329, the doctors said this was remarkable. They had never seen it before. Another man writes from Georgia. He says, I want to thank you for your radio interviews with Dr. Monteith. I followed your advice. Stop taking blood pressure medicines and statin drugs. My blood pressure is 110 over 70, much better than when I was on all the drugs. I feel much better and can now do the things I did when I was 40. He said, I am currently 70 years of age. Mr. Adams from Flower Branch, Georgia, writing on April 15th of this year. So we do receive these wonderful reports from listeners to the show. A man writes he was diagnosed with polycythemia, too many red blood cells. In the fall of 2004, he began taking a little red wine pill we had recommended. It was actually recommended to him by NASA scientists. His red blood cells returned to normal. So polycythemia, they don't know of a cure for that. So remarkable healings that certainly I think God would give be given the credit for.
And of course, these are all certainly just normal things that are there. It's just a matter of harvesting them and harnessing them for our own health. We'll be back in just a moment here with Bill Sardi right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and Bill, go right ahead.
Well, here's Donald writing to us October of this year, and he says, my wife's been taking dietary supplements, God's natural molecules, for approximately 90 days, and then went back to the doctor, and he advised she was doing considerably better. He writes, praise the Lord. She only has to use her oxygen on an as-needed basis, opposed to all the time before. So that's a wonderful thing. We're thankful for his report and for her improvement. Carol writes, 9 kidney stone attacks in less than 6 months on a regimen of the rice bran extract and a little bit of magnesium. She had no more kidney stone attacks. She says this has been a real blessing, writing to us in January of this year. A man writes about his elderly mother. A slow progressive form of macular degeneration, and that's what it's a sight-limiting eye disorder, usually robs senior adults of their central vision. No effective treatment for this condition, by the way, but after taking a red wine resveratrol pill for a couple of years, he says, my mother, the retinal photographs taken by the eye specialist after 2 years, it was taken 2 years ago and then taken recently. He says the photos reveal that the aging spots at the back of the eye have completely disappeared. Of course, doctors never see this. It never disappears. And, of course, this was considered remarkable. The doctor wanted to know what she was doing. So God does supply us some wonderful molecules. A lot of these molecules were in our diet before we began eating processed food. You can hear it over and over again. The rice bran was in our whole grains, but it's been taken out. Certainly in the past, people drank red wine. In fact, red wine drinking has gone up every year for the last 9 years, and they had a report last year that the cardiovascular disease mortality rate had dropped for inexplicable reasons. I wonder if it has anything to do with the red wine. We're not recommending that people go out and drink alcohol. Even one glass will impair your ability to drive, and certainly overconsumption will damage your liver, so we have to be careful with what we say. But nonetheless, these things were, of course, molecules that had been relied upon for years, and people had stayed healthy using them. We've taken a lot of this out of our diets, these traditional foods and things that we used to have, and now we do things that you read about all these infections of E. coli and salmonella and the lettuce or whatever food is now poisoned.
Hold that thought, Bill, please. We'll be back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Bill Sardi, and I'm going to let him tell you about his website and the things that are available on his website. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, we've been talking about a little bit about the issues with why we have so much disease today, and it's true, our grandfathers never had to worry about E. coli in the meat and whether they cooked their hamburger meat well enough or not, because the bacteria count was a lot lower. Now, on God's lips in the Bible, it says to feed the animals from the pasture, from the grass. Instead, we're grain feeding the animals. We're violating God's advice. And, of course, the animals now have an alkaline digestive tract instead of an acid one. The acidic digestive tract will destroy the bacteria that comes in the animals eating from the ground. And, of course, now the animal meat, the domesticated meat and dairy products, have 100 times higher bacteria count than when our forefathers ate these same foods. So we're getting infections. People are dying. Our own government is hiding this because these industries, the dairy and meat industry, could be destroyed by this. And so our own government is in league with this, but we're simply violating God's prescription that we feed the cattle from the pasture. And, of course, the feeding pen is the problem. Now, in Argentina, they still do feed most of the animals from pasture, and they're about 17 pounds leaner there than we are because we overfatten the animals to make money on them, and we get marbled beef. It may taste a little better because of the fat content, but actually you'll see people in Argentina, they're a lot leaner than we are. So we're making our society fat simply by these practices that we do, and of course we just don't need to do them. They don't do them in other parts of the world, but here the FDA, the Centers for Disease Control, and others in charge certainly know of these things. We've written the letters, and I've written news reporters to tell them the real cause of all these foodborne infections is really starting right down to where our animal meats and dairy products start. So about 2.5% of the milk cartons in the United States have paratuberculosis in them, a little bacterium that causes Crohn's disease, which will then lead you to very severe problems and nutritional deficiency, recurrent diarrhea, as you see in colitis or irritable bowel. Also, it's probably the same bacterium. And then, of course, eventually to cancer and a premature demise and, of course, a shortened lifespan. So what we have here is a situation not unlike the Bible, that if you go back to the book of Leviticus, was talking about keeping clean foods, clean water, clean food, and we're violating some of these rules today. And so sometimes their water's contaminated or whatever. But right now, we're covering for the commercial interests with contaminated meat and dairy products, and we're suffering from it. I've been trying to advise everybody, either use yogurt, which is boiled, or certainly boil your milk on your own. It does get pasteurized, but that's only 160 degrees for, I think, about 30 seconds or so. So it's not long enough. The little bacterium called paratuberculosis, which is in the soil, it's a cousin of the bacterium tuberculosis, which we see as a lung infection. And, of course, it's in the soil, especially where iron-rich soils are. And you're hearing a theme here over and over of me talking about iron. And, of course, it's related to aging and overload. Your young children, they'll need iron. Red meat is fine for them. They need all the red meat and, of course, all the iron they can get. But from age 35 on, if we practice a vegetarian diet, we will live about 4 to 7 years longer. It's appropriate for young children to have iron-rich foods, but it isn't appropriate for full-grown adults. It would be for a fertile woman who is losing iron in her monthly cycle and, of course, needing to donate it to her onboard babies and as she breastfeeds and so on. But then after fertility, after the fertile years are over, after age 40 and menopause sets in, or the woman undergoes an early hysterectomy, then she will begin to accumulate excess iron. Some women are never told and have been told in the past they're anemic, still keep taking their iron pills. You do see after hysterectomy that women frequently within a year or two come down with serious diseases, and this is all related to iron overload. If you think you're in iron overload, if you've certainly been a person who eats red meat and likes to have a glass of beer with it, alcohol increases the absorption of iron from foods, And then red meat is a highly absorbable form of iron. The fat part is what helps it get absorbed. And so, therefore, fatty foods help us absorb more iron, but to our demise. And so, the iron then gets accumulated. You've got 5,000 to 8,000 excess milligrams at age 40. You can chelate it out. You can remove it. There's in the stores, health food stores, a little product called IP6, letter I, letter P as in Paul, 6. It's from a rice bran extract. Bran won't work itself, but the extract will. And you can take that preferably on an empty stomach with water in the morning or with your food if you desire. But for 30 or 60 or 90 days, and then it'll cleanse the liver. The excess iron is stored in the liver and then in the bloodstream. It will not pull iron away from your hemoglobin, your red blood cells. It takes the loose iron away and the iron stored in your liver. And, of course, this is one of the things you can do to kind of, I like to say, youthify the body or reverse the aging conditions that you have. And, of course, another way to do this is fasting. So that's the slow way. The shortcut would be red wine, which is a mimic of restricting your calories, or the IP6, which cleanses out the accumulated iron and copper and other heavy metals that have accumulated over the years in your body. So red wine molecules, it's called resveratrol, or IP6 from the rice bran, would reverse much of the aging as well as the accumulation of minerals, metallic minerals in your body. And this is why we age. We also see the accumulation of calcium. And, of course, with old age, we see arteriosclerosis, the calcification of our arteries, our heart valves, kidney stones as calcium stones, gallbladder as calcium and iron stones. And so, again, these can all be cleansed with a rice bran cleanse. If you're interested about the facts about this, go to knowledgeofhealth.com. Knowledge of Health, type in rice bran cleanse, and you'll see, of course, the whole regimen, all the science behind it, all the references about why a rice bran cleanse. A lot of times in alternative medicine you hear people saying, I want to do a cleanse. Well, the best cleanse you can do is get the heavy metals, the metallic metals and the excess calcium out of your body. No, women, ladies, it will not take out the calcium out of your bones, just the excesses. And, of course, that's what we need to do. It's more appropriate for women. Certainly in the menopause and thereafter, certainly not women while they're having children and needing to donate the calcium to their children's bones. But that's interesting. There's a condition called progeria, and the children are very small. They're so small statured, maybe 3 feet high. And so their height is short, and they age prematurely. Progeria is a condition. They're bald. They get cataracts. It's a premature aging condition. It's very interesting because they're not growing tall. There's no place for the iron and the calcium to go. And so that's exactly what they do. They rust out and become a statue. These little progerioid children are just loaded with calcifications, and they have the iron overload problem. Now, if they'd grow taller, then there'd be some place for this to go. You can see how nature handles this sometimes. Look at, for instance, an elk out in the forest. He'll accumulate calcium. It'll go into his antlers, and then he'll shed the antlers, and that's the way that he controls his calcium. Women control their calcium by donating it to their babies. First, in the growth years, it goes to their bones, and then as they stop growing, they donate it to their offspring, and that's the way the women control this. And then, of course, that becomes a problem after the fertile years are over. Again, the way to reverse all this is the IP6 rice bran extract. I can't say it enough times. You'll be curious about it. You want to visit my website. We can't give you all the details. You won't even remember to jot all this down. But if you can get somebody, if you're not webified, you can get somebody to print it out for you. Go to knowledgeofhealth.com, print out my report, Rice Bran Cleanse. It's nature's godly way of conducting a cleanse in your body. And by the way, rice bran, because it takes away iron, is known as an antibiotic. It will kill off all bacteria and parasites because they live off of and feed off of iron. It's their primary growth factor. So again, another way of cleansing your body. All of the brain diseases that we see in older age, Huntington's disease, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's, are all related to the release of excess iron in the brain. There's a molecule there called neuromelanin. Neuro, meaning neuron or brain cell. Melanin is like the melanin brown spots you see on your skin. And that's there to, in your skin, of course, to control iron in your skin. In the brain, it does it there. And then it gets accumulated so much that it starts releasing it. And if you take the IP6, why then you can take away that excess iron in the brain. This is why we have nerve damage in older age in the brain. All of these things are just simply iron-driven.
Now, Bill, did you one time mention on one of our programs that you could take that IP6 and mix it with some sort of an ointment or salve and put it on the brown spots on the skin?
Right, exactly. If you want to depigment a melanoma or a suspicious dark growth on your skin, you can see some of these nevis and various things that the dermatologists call them. And you can just get some vitamin A and D ointment and take the IP6 powder, open up a capsule, or it comes in powder, and then you just mix it in there and then rub it on the affected area. And you'll see it over time. It'll eventually depigment. I've tried it myself. But depigmenting simply means you remove the iron out of it. If you've removed the iron out, you've removed the malignant spirit in that whole thing. Iron has been called the malignant spirit of aging. Why we do have aging problems and cancer and insulin resistance for diabetics. We hear about this. The pancreas makes insulin, but it can't get in our muscles and tissues. And so with the excess insulin in our blood circulation, it's looking for calories to burn. And so then we eat more food. It makes us more hungry. If we could get rid of the insulin resistance, we wouldn't overeat. And so recognize where does insulin resistance come from? From excess iron stored in the body. So once you reduce the iron levels, now Dr. Francesco Facchini, who was at Stanford and University of California, San Francisco, proved this by bloodletting some male diabetics, and what he did is just let the blood out to let the iron levels get down to that of a vegetarian. And in doing so, why the disposal of insulin increased by 40%. The insulin levels went down. They weren't as hungry. They lost weight. Their body mass declined, and they didn't have the insulin resistance. So for diabetics, again, this would be a cure for diabetes. Again, the two best molecules you can take to do all this would be resveratrol. You find it, the red wine molecule. You can get it in pill form, and also the IP6 available at health food stores. The red wine pills are a little bit unreliable and so on. We've talked about that on the show before, but we won't make this a commercial. You'll find out a little bit of that more in the future. But go to my website. You can learn about more about this. KnowledgeofHealth.com, and we try to outline these things. You know, it's interesting when you talk to Christian people, and, of course, some people kind of feel that you're interrupting God's plan. That God has an appointed time for you when you do all these things. Well, God had an appointed time. It was really hundreds of years. That was God's ultimate will for us, that we would live long and healthy. Certainly the patriarchs did, and certainly God's promise was eternity. And something happened, and we don't live that long anymore. Now, we think a lot of that had to do with a genetic mutation. And at the time of the flood, they intermarried. There might have been a genetic mutation, and it appears thereafter they didn't make any vitamin C. We know that all animals make vitamin C. We have the gene to make vitamin C in our body. It doesn't make the enzyme anymore to do this. That vitamin C was a hormone, and therefore it might have been right at the time of the flood, and thereafter the patriarchs, the lifespan went from 900, it dropped immediately to 600, 400, about 150, and then on down. Moses lives 120, David lives 71 years, and so on. So it kept dropping. And this is a description of a progressive gene mutation. We think that the patriarchs actually made their own vitamin C. And we can see it in animals. Animals that make and synthesize their own vitamin C don't have the calcifications on their arteries. The vitamin C counters it from sticking. counters the cholesterol that would stick to our arteries and so on. So another wonderful remedy would be for us to learn to supplement our body with what God has for the animals but no longer has for us. And even in back many years ago in ancient human history, why humans, they called them hunter-gatherers, but they would have consumed about 600 milligrams of vitamin C a day just from fruits and nuts and so on. And of course, we consume about 100 milligrams today. So we don't even get that much vitamin C in our diet compared to people many, many years ago. And of course, we know that the guinea pig does not make vitamin C. Is another exception in the animal kingdom. And they have to give a guinea pig the equivalent of about 800 milligrams of vitamin C or get heart disease. But for us, they don't tell us that. They tell us all we need is what's in the diet. But the guinea pig will get heart disease unless you give them the human equivalent of 800 milligrams. So we tell you to maybe learn a few of these things. You can find all this out at knowledgeofhealth.com. We have a big section there on vitamin C and talking about this. And I think God's ultimate will is that we live very long in the service of God and that we live healthy, and God never had us in mind to suffer. But when we eat the wrong foods and do the wrong things, why, God prescribed all these things to watch about the cleanliness of our foods, to keep our foods and water clean. And, of course, there was never any separation in the Bible from cleanliness spiritually and physically. And so those two things were intimately locked together. And, of course, then you see Jesus talking about, I'm the bread of life, I'm the living water, and all these things. And they became, of course, a testament or an example as to what God's saving provision was. He used actually all these alliterations to describe that he was feeding his flock, of course, with the living water of life eternal. And, of course, those were the examples that he gave.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program. Our guest is Bill Sarte. And remember the website, www.knowledgeofhealth.com. Knowledgeofhealth.com. Go there, read it. Doesn't cost anything. There's nothing for sale. And you'll learn a great deal about health, the things that you need to know. Well, Bill, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
We've had a wonderful year being on your program and, of course, a wonderful time sharing with a lot of people. And as I look back over these letters and things that people have shared, I'm thankful that Radio Liberty is here. And, of course, I'd encourage everybody to help with Radio Liberty and keep it on the air. And there's so many things we need to know about, and you've heard me talking. I think it's a good time to think about Christmas and stand in awe of it and enjoy Christmas for all that it is, and remember we have treacherous times ahead, and our country appears to be preparing for war, so we need to think about those things as well as enjoy Christmas and all that God gave us in it. And I certainly hope that's what every family will do, is take the time to enjoy the real meaning of Christmas.
Well, I think that sometimes we tend to substitute other things, you know, Miracle on 34th Street, Santa Claus, the Christmas tree, certainly the parades, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the wonderful songs, the wonderful spirit, the shopping, but this really isn't what Christmas is all about, and I think we just need to get back to that very simple story that's told in the Gospel of Luke, you know, that announcing the birth of our Savior. Because that's what Christmas is really all about, and we should never forget that. Well, you've got about a minute to wrap up the program, Bill.
I know a lot of people would be curious about these things we talked about tonight. I know that as they hear this, they wonder about it all. They may run back to their doctor and so on. If you're curious about these things, yes, you can go to the website. You can even print out some of these things with the references. Take them back to your doctor if you're puzzled. I don't think you'll find any answers there because they're not familiar with this, but nonetheless, it will help you find some answers. Usually people want it confirmed by somebody else, so at least we're trying to provide you the references and the things that you might use.
Well, you know, the thing is that as I began to see, of course, how all these things fit together, when I really read the scientific papers on resveratrol, and I realize this is a master gene, like the conductor of an orchestra. You know, and the conductor, of course, manages all of those 100 people or 150 people in the symphony. So resveratrol is a master gene that modifies 600 genes, something like that, either turns them off or on.
Well, let's put it in the right context. Moses fasted to prepare himself for what God had laid ahead of him, and so did Jesus. And this is a mimic of that. Let's prepare our lives in the service of God, and we can find it maybe through this to give us good health so we have the energy to proceed on. I've talked to many missionaries who had to give up their lifelong work because of poor health. So maybe this is a way we can stay healthy in the service of God in the next year.
God bless. Thanks so much. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I hope that you've enjoyed the program today. Talking about, of course, health and health matters, and Bill is a wonderful source of information. We, of course, check out the scientific papers, and I've never found him to be wrong on any of the things that he's presented. So, you know, go to his website, get the information, and then start thinking about what you can do to protect yourself and your family. If you'd like some written books on it, we do carry Dr. Russell Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, which is now available in paperback. And then the Chris Russell's second book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. And finally, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, going into the fact that they're poisoning your children and you with MSG and aspartame, and they know, of course, it increases the incidence of cancer. They know what it does to their brain. They know what it does as far as promoting diabetes. And yet, of course, all of this information is suppressed, and the people who have tried to bring it out have come under tremendous pressure. So you really need to certainly get the information available through Radio Liberty. We hope you'll go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. You'll consider Russell Blaylock's three books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, Excitotoxins, A Taste That Kills. Certainly, if you'd like to know about statin drugs, we have a book on statins, very short, easy, and we have a four-tape set on statin drugs. One of the greatest scams, in my opinion, if you really look at the statistics and how they, you know, the old idea that figures don't lie but liars can figure, goes right into this. And I've had my good doctors, people I really know and trust, and, you know, will tell me, my goodness, you know, you're going to get a 30%, increase in life, you know, if you use these drugs, but it's how you calculate the 30%. Sometimes it'll be the difference between 4 and 6%, and out of that, the difference between 4 and 6 is about a third, and then they say 30%. Very little, actually, longevity because of this, probably having very little to do with the cholesterol and more with the anti-inflammatory action, and there is no study that shows the statins actually increase your lifespan if you haven't had a previous heart attack. So why are they putting everybody on statin drugs, which increases cancer and so many other things? You need to have the facts. You need to get the scientific studies. You need to look after your own health. You need to learn about magnesium, and we have a wonderful book on the miracle of magnesium. We have books on so many subjects and so many tapes with so many very smart people, and we wouldn't have people on our program that we did not feel were putting out legitimate information. If you want to know about genetically altered food, and believe me, this is a very real problem. And, of course, in Europe, they will not allow the genetically modified food, but they're pushing it here, and they're not even allowed, producers not even to tell you that the food is not genetically modified. Why? Because then you might suspect that they're poisoning you with genetically modified substances that have disastrous effects on the human body. Why would anybody do this? Ladies and gentlemen, because there are too many people in the world. And one of the major thrusts of domestic policy and foreign policy is population control. And if you have not yet read my material on the planned population reduction, actually it's a DVD, or you can go to our website and pull down my population control agenda monograph and read it and analyze it and contemplate it and say, I don't like what is here, but is it true? Because that's really what this all is about. Is it really true? I believe there's a conspiracy against God. I believe there's a conspiracy against God's people. And you need to find out if we're telling you the truth. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like to get into the subjects covered that we've talked about, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And now, of course, it's time to remind you that this is Christmas season. We have a Lord Jesus Christ, which is the only hope that we really have, really for the very difficult times that lie ahead. That Christmas is not about Santa Claus. It's about Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. So be of good cheer, because we have really so much to be thankful for. We have a Savior. Well, and so Tuesday we'll be back with you once again. Have a wonderful and very merry Christmas.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Fidel Castro's empty chair is what Cubans saw today as they watched the first National Assembly meeting since the 80-year-old dictator fell ill. The year-end session is usually a time for dry speeches and reports on the country's failed economy. But Cubans were riveted because of the mystery about Castro's health. He had intestinal surgery July 31st. He hasn't been seen in public since, and his condition is a state secret. Castro's brother and head of the secret police, Raul, has been in charge since his absence. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports on the appearance of a man accused in Britain's infamous prostitute murders.
Before the charges were read out, the prosecutor